Welcome to the Community Karma Podcast with Aaron Jones and Carrie Hill. Join in as they discuss building community, branding, and how any business can benefit from a holistic approach to growth.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 13 of the Community Karma Podcast. I don't know why it seems ominous. We'll see how this goes.
Lucky 13.
That is my partner, Aaron Jones. I'm Carrie Hill. And today we're going to talk about creating karma with community content, which is a topic or a way of creating content that I have not seen a lot of, but I think there's a lot of opportunity around it.
Yes. First of all, can I say I love the alliteration of creating karma with community content? I'm such a dork, and I have not really put it out into the world nearly as much as until we started this podcast, but just had to get that off of my chest. Also, I agree with you, Carrie. I have actually seen tons of value for local businesses and local business members doing the things that we're going to talk about today. And it really seems to go, oh, I hate to say this, but it kind of seems to fly under the radar with a lot of the marketing community. So hopefully we won't put this out there and then marketers will do what they do best with the internet and ruin it.
Right.
But
I think that if it's done right, there's a lot of opportunity. Because when we talk about like local content in the SEO context, which is kind of where I live my life, right? We're talking about like location pages on a website that talk about, I do this work in this location, and we optimize it and we get build links for it and stuff like that. But I think that you could, depending upon your business model and what you do, there are different ways to build content pages around the work that you do in the communities where you do it. Not just about we mow lawns in Denver proper, you know, downtown Denver, Colorado. Not that anybody has a lawn in downtown Denver, making this up, obviously. But, you know, like we can talk more about, you know, different pieces of the community and how that relates back to our business. You know, maybe you do a post a few times a year about outstanding members of your community. You know, maybe people that are your clients or that are just, you know, well known in the community, and you can kind of piggyback off of their good name by putting a community member profile on your website.
Definitely. And you know, you can do it in a style, you know, kind of like an employee of the month, but have your community member of the month. And all of the things that we are going to talk about today are things that we consider content, but maybe a local business owner doesn't. So,
yeah.
You know, we're kind of expanding our thinking a little bit with what we're defining as content, but anything that you're publishing on your website, on your social media, on a local community website, is technically content. So we're kind of trying to think outside the box a little bit here and really narrow down your focus to your local community, again, whether that's physical or virtual. But this means using really specific terms. So talk about neighborhood names. Instead of saying Denver, you know, talk about, okay, we're in Lodo. Because people who know that community are going to search neighborhood specific or slang or local lingo over
right.
a more formal name than you might find in a larger community.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, if you highlight members of that community, you know, there's the opportunity then for them to share it, or people who love those members that you share to share it, right? So there's that, you know, you're putting a profile of a outstanding community member on your website, but what you're getting back from the community is that promotion piece. You know, news stations are a really good example. In Denver, there's Nine News, and they do like an award every month for, I think they call it People Who Care Award or something like that. And it's just a profile of a community member that does great things. And it gets shared all over the place. It's big news, and, you know, people love it. So, you know, take a page out of that book, right?
Absolutely. And it's positive and uplifting. So it, you know, in all the depressing news you see, that's kind of a nice little shining light of positivity. And if you can be the creator of that positivity and other people share it out, then your brand is automatically going to be looked at in a positive light because they see you promoting all of these wonderful, great things. So there's, you know, another benefit to that is people's perception of you is now associated with who you're spotlighting.
Right. And the goodwill that you created by spotlighting them, by talking about them. You know, you could talk about your local history if it's especially rich. Maybe you're somebody who sells pottery in Taos, New Mexico. There's a lot of history around Taos as an art colony, Taos of the Old West. There's a lot of local history that you could tie back into the product that you sell, right? Just in you know, how did the artist colony develop in Taos, and who started it, and why did they start it, and how has it evolved over the years, and all of those, all of that, and that's not even just one post, right? You know, that could be multiple things that you talk about, the local history and how you promote that local history alongside your business. You know, we've been here as long as Taos's artist colony has existed, or something like that, to kind of highlight your membership in that community.
Yeah, and another thing that I have found a lot of success with, to kind of piggyback on that, is I have a calendar of obscure holidays. That I found it online, and I pull up, you know, every day I take a look at it and see if there's anything that might fit with one of my clients to share. You know, and just as an example, on it was Moonshiner's Day, and one of my clients deals with the automobile industry. So we did a whole piece on the history of moonshining and how the invention of the automobile is really what propelled it forward. You know, to piggyback more on that, then you could link to a local liquor store, or, you know, expand that to someone in your community. Oh, it's National Apple Pie Day. We have this wonderful bakery in our cute little downtown area. You should go check them out. Tell them we said hi. You know, that way you're creating content for yourself. You're getting that community goodwill by sharing history with information on another local business or an event or a partner. So, you know, there's just, it's like that Care Bears picture where all that beautiful rainbow goodness is going out from their bellies. You know, you're sharing that all over your community, and you own the content. So all these places are benefiting, and it's benefiting you as well, even if you're not linking to a specific promotion or event that's happening at your business. You still own that original content, and you're going to get shares, and you're going to, you know, the owner of the pie place is going to be super happy with you, and the people who got the pie are going to be happy with you for giving them an excuse to go get pie.
Right.
You know, so it's just happy everywhere. I love it.
For sure. And I think, you know, that might tie a bit into the next one, which is, you know, content about local businesses or partners within your community. We talked in our last episode about partnership events. And so, you know, talking about your partners in the community or your neighbors in the community can engender a lot of goodwill. Maybe they won an award or expanded or, you know, did something really amazing. Talking about those local businesses that are complementary to your business can really, you know, make a difference to how you're perceived as a business within a community. If you're willing to promote your neighbors, they're more than likely going to be willing to promote you or refer to you, right?
Definitely. And I saw a really awesome example of this yesterday, actually, how top of mind. There is a boutique hotel opening up in our community, and it's going to be a 1940s themed, and it's really upscale, and they've brought in celebrity chefs for their restaurants. They're doing all these really cool things, but they provide chocolate in all of their rooms for their guests. And instead of getting, you know, some corporate branded chocolate, they went to a local confectionery, I'm not sure what you would call that, a local gourmet chocolate shop. They buy all of their sweets from them. They get their coffee from a local coffee roaster. They, with the 1940s theme, they did their promotional photos at a local car museum in front of cars from that era. They have pulled in so many local brands, and it's been so cool to see. It's just been incredibly uplifting for the whole community. You know, they're helping local businesses. They're also shining a spotlight on those local businesses by providing their products to the guests of the hotel.
Yep.
I love it. It's really been really fun to watch.
Yeah, I love that idea of, you know, promoting the local businesses that would then in turn promote you, right? So I think there's a lot of opportunity there SEO-wise as well, that, you know, you would link to the businesses that your customers might be interested in your community. You know, there's a lot of opportunity around that. And then, you know, there's opportunity around then the events, like we talked about in our last episode. You know, talk about your, create content around your own events, or create content around community events like cleanup days or sporting events at the high school, or something like that. There's, or sponsorships that you're involved in your local community. I think there's a lot of opportunity for content around those pieces as well.
Definitely. And it doesn't have to be incredibly expensive. You know, I've seen local businesses offer, you know, they'll put a picture up of a gift card to a local coffee shop and say, hey, we just bought a $50 gift card. You know, it's good until it's empty. So here's the barcode, go get a cup of coffee. Right. Or we're providing unlimited Lyft and Uber rides on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go for it. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. I was going to say those are things that get people talking about your business, because you've covered the what do I get out of it for them. And there's a benefit to them to utilize it. So, you know, there are a lot of great ways to do that, just like the hotel using the chocolates from the local chocolate shop. So the chocolate shop can use the hotel in their advertising. Yesterday, they put a picture up of the hotel manager carrying bags overflowing with product, mm-hmm. Tagged the hotel in the post. The hotel shared the post and tagged the candy shop. You know, so there's all this great back and forth happening, and people liking each other's pages and, you know, sharing and talking, and then some, you know, a local news outlet picks it up and says, oh my gosh, how cool is this? Mm-hmm. So it can go on and on. And, you know, from the event perspective, you don't have to be involved in the event at all to help out somehow.
Absolutely. I think just talking about the event is helpful to the event. Even if you haven't donated anything to it, you're not donating time, you don't have products, you don't have any other skin in the game other than just talking about and promoting the event to your audience. There's benefit in that to you, and there's benefit to that in the event organizers. For sure. Go ahead.
We keep doing this today.
It's okay.
We're off. Our local... pest control companies post things going on around in the area. You know, hey, we thought this looked cool, you should check it out. Like you said, it has nothing to do with them other than the share, but they get tons of shares off those posts.
Yeah, I love that. The other thing, a piece of content that I really, really like, Aaron and I have talked a lot, if you've been listening along with us, about humanizing your brand and talking about the people that represent your brand. And I think great content for your website is employee profiles. You know, this is Terry. He is certified in HVAC. He's been, you know, doing repairs and replacements for 30 years. He loves to do these things in his spare time. He's lived in the community for this long. Here's a picture of him doing something he really likes to do, gardening or whatever it happens to be. You know, I think that is great local focused content that you control, again, that's on your own website, that humanizes your brand, that talks about the communities where you do business, talks about what you do, talks about how experienced you are in the service or the product that you provide, right? Because, you know, he's been doing this for this long. He has these certifications kinds of stuff. I think that profiles of your employees make your employees feel really good because you're highlighting them and you show that they're a valuable part of your business. But it also is really great for your brand because it humanizes it. It adds that, okay, this is not a corporate thing that doesn't have feelings. There are people behind this brand, and that's really important.
Yeah, and if you put little tidbits in those profiles, like the car museum I was talking about, all of their employee name tags have their favorite car under their name. Mm-hmm. You know, and whether people agree with it or not, it's one of those topics that's really polarizing, but it's not intense. It's not, you know, politics or religion or something that's going to create arguments. But, you know, you get a Chevy guy coming in and your name tag says that a 1964 Ford Mustang is your favorite car. Mm-hmm. That's going to create a conversation, and that's a great opportunity to get to know somebody and, again, create that goodwill and have those conversations going. You know, you could do that with just about any business, pest control company, your favorite bug, or, you know, your least favorite pest, or your favorite kind of ice cream, any of those kinds of things. Really, you know, there are so many conversation starters. People love talking about themselves and what they like and what they don't like. So utilize that in what you're talking about. You know, even if you're sharing an event, you can talk about what kind of food is going to be there, and ask people, what's your favorite carnival food? You know, everybody's got an answer for those kinds of questions, and they're not going to create dissent, but they're going to create conversation, which is a great thing, especially if you're owning it on one of your social profiles or in the comments on your website.
Right. And, you know, you could do something like you were talking about those obscure holidays, right? So what if you built a piece of content around, it's National Margarita Day, and you ask everybody that works for you, where's the best place to get a margarita in Denver? Or your local town, and they talk about all the different restaurants and the places where they like to go get a margarita, or best pie in Elizabeth, or, you know, those types of pieces of content. I think that's a great way to build, you know, content that humanizes your brand and talks about your community and brings in different businesses within your community, and makes your brand seem a little bit more than just, hey, you know, we're plumbers.
Yeah, or share your GM's favorite margarita recipe. Mm-hmm. Encourage people to try it and share their pictures. You know, the I don't want to use the word strange, but the strangest things take off.
Right.
And you never really know what's going to resonate, but trying out some of these things, it doesn't cost you a lot of money, and it's fun.
Yep.
You know, this stuff should be fun. You want people coming to comment or engage with your brand because they're excited to do it, not because they want to pick a fight.
Right, for sure. And again, the other benefits, the other pieces of this are the, you know, the community karma and goodwill you build by talking about events or businesses or people in your area is, you know, huge. You get links because maybe people link to that content from other websites or social media. There's a lot of opportunity there. You talk in this content about what you do and where you do it and who the people are within your company that do it. You know, you get all kinds of benefit from building content beyond just having a piece of content on your website that's about plumbing, right?
Which is also good.
Which is also good. You should have those things for sure. But when we're
right.
talking about, you know, big websites do better, we want to build out content. You can only have so many pages about plumbing before it gets, okay, we get it. You're a plumber. Tell us about
right.
you. Humanize your brand, right?
Yeah, and make it fun. You know, if your website is only about the nuts and bolts of if you're a more technical brand, like mm-hmm. a plumber or a computer repair place, it's dry content. You know, people aren't going to go there just to educate themselves. They're going to go there when they need you. But if you offer something amusing, do you remember a long time ago, it was a phone tree. So it's been a really long time ago, but there was, I think it was Aflac. I'm not sure, but you could call into this number. And at the end of their, you know, it was like to reach customer service, press 1. And they had all their options. Mm-hmm. And the last menu option was to hear a duck quack, press 8. And I remember that it was like pre-internet viral.
Yeah.
You know, so if you can add something kind of fun in there, it doesn't have to be, again, it doesn't have to cost you a lot of money. It doesn't have to be really time consuming, mm-hmm. but it shows people that you've got a sense of humor and you're having a little bit of fun, you know, with what you're doing. And that's going to instill trust quickly without a lot of background, or maybe not trust, but it's going to make people more curious about your brand and more willing to engage with you, which will later result in more trust.
Well, and I think that the trust from a search engine standpoint comes from reinforcing your membership in a community. Again, whether it's virtual or, you know, physical, local community. You know, this is what we do. This is where we do it. We love our community. We talk about our community a lot. We have a lot of links from our local community because we talk about our local community a lot. We have a lot of mentions in media in our local community because we love our community a lot and we talk about it and we get involved in it. And so there's those media mentions, those social media tags and mentions that come about. Your neighbors are talking about you, and you're getting to know other people and business owners in your community. You're building those relationships so you can get those referrals. I don't sell that, but Joe across the street does. Go see him for that. Or, you know, those types of things that can really help a small business in a community thrive. Content is big on the internet, but a lot of it is done very poorly. And there are ways that you can add content to your website that talks about what you do and where you do it that isn't just another page about hot water heaters.
Yeah, and this is another, you know, I have had a lot of small business clients, medium business clients say, oh, well, that's Coca-Cola. I can't compete with them, or I can't compete with the Marriott. In a local community, you have the leg up over those huge, massive brands. Mm-hmm. They might have all of the content. They might have million-dollar websites, but you have an edge on them because you know the community, you know the lingo, you know the actual people. Mm-hmm. This is where, you know, local search especially, I think there are a lot of benefits to not being the big guy. Dumped into one search engine result.
Right. And I think that there's a lot of opportunity for small to medium businesses because getting a piece of content up is not a huge undertaking. You don't have to write it and run it by legal and then get it to the IT team who might put it up this week, but might not put it up for 3 months. And, you know, those big companies might be really cool, but when it comes to like getting content up for their franchises or any kind of a local market, it's not going to happen. So if you can beat them to that, if you can be better locally than they are, you're going to beat those big brands.
Absolutely. And in responses on social media, mm-hmm. A lot of times if you know the community better, you can your responses are not only quicker, but they're usually crafted better because you're actually there.
Yeah.
You know, you're not sitting in a call center 4 states away.
Well, and, you know, there's a lot to be said. Here's an example. I am looking for a large print book for my grandfather for Christmas. He can't see very well. He's 93. And he's asked for this specific book in large print. And I have reached out to the publisher, Simon & Schuster, on Twitter multiple times with no response. I've reached out to Barnes & Noble with no response. Who else? Oh, Amazon Books, no response. They don't respond to people who reach out to them on social media. I called, this is kind of old school, but I called the local bookstore and asked them about it. And they were able to look up and tell me that they never printed one in large print. So the moral of the story is, you know, if they had a local profile that I could have reached out to them and they'd have answered me, they'd have done it a lot better than the big guys who don't monitor and don't answer.
Agreed. And also a local bookstore is probably more willing to help someone who wants one book, mm-hmm. where some of these larger businesses don't want to talk to you unless you're ordering 10 cases.
Right. So in the content race, locally focused content written by local businesses with boots on the ground that understand the community is going to do a lot better than corporate blah, 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 where they daisy wheel in the city name of every location they have, right?
And it's so obvious when they do that.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate that kind of content. The problem is it works. In Google's algorithm, it works, but it's just not valuable to the community. And I think you can do so much better if you try to target your community with a bunch of different kinds of content ideas.
I completely agree. And I love, you know, even I work with lots of clients that aren't local, just, you know, to kind of piggyback on all of this. Mm-hmm. I don't have to be local, but if I'm not local, I need their partnership. So I can help them with the marketing. I can help them get it optimized, get it out there, make it grammatically correct. But I need them to tell me about those little nuances that are going to make a difference with the community. And that kind of partnership, mm-hmm. it works great. If a client's not invested, then it's not going to come out as well as if we can all be on board and really polish things up well.
I think that's a great note to end on, Erin, because, you know, those community partners, as a marketer, again, a lot of times we're not local, but when they do buy in and do their homework, the success factor is so much more when they help, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
With teamwork.
Sure. Yeah. For sure.
Community.
Yay. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Community Karma Podcast. If you have other ideas about creating local content, we would love to hear about them. Share them in our Facebook group. Tweet us at @communitykarma_. We'd love to hear all about it. If you are listening to us on your favorite podcast app, your positive review would be so very welcome. Feedback helps us, you know, fine tune how we deliver our content. So again, thanks everybody for listening. Erin, we'll see you next time.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe via iTunes, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to sign up for reminders via the website communitykarmapodcast.com. See you next time.